This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk with Lance Bass about his E! Special coming right up. But first, 50 Shades of Grey is going to be one of the raunchiest movies in more than 10 years. The movie, based on the popular book, features a dozen sex scenes, which make up 20 minutes of its total 100-minute running time. And it has more sex than the 100 most naked films of 2014 put together. 50 Shades of Grey will be released on Valentine's Day. Guys, take note. Girls don't want a close-up of your junk on their phone. Lady, here's what you need to do to make sure that doesn't happen. Whenever he sends you a picture like that, go ahead and send him a different one right back. If there's one thing guys don't want to see on their phone, it's a picture of someone else's private parts. They'll get the message to back off loud and clear, say the experts. Lance Bass just got married, and it's been turned into an E! Network special. Hey, Lance. This sounds like quite the show.
You'll see. It's pretty spectacular what goes down. You know, we had 2.5 months to plan a wedding, and you see that whole process when you see the special. And, you know, two guys planning a wedding is pretty humorous in itself. But what came out was just magic. I mean, we had the best night of our lives.
Who proposed to who?
I proposed, actually. About a year and a half ago, we were in New Orleans. It was right after we had performed at the VMAs, and then we went down to New Orleans and was with my best friends from Mississippi, and we had some best friends from Los Angeles, and I just felt like that was the time to do it, you know, just all of our loved ones around, and so ran out, got a ring real quick, and proposed that night.
So now, are there any differences between this wedding and what we would think of as a more traditional wedding in terms of attendance and the cake and everything that's done, or you try to just keep it like normal?
Well, I think it's just a little, a tad more fabulous, I would say, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, we have big ideas and huge, you know, tastes. And we wanted everyone to come to the wedding like it was the Met Ball meets a royal wedding. So, I mean, it just, everyone looks incredible. And there's a few elements we added to this wedding that are very geared towards, a same-sex wedding. But you'll have to wait for those, especially our flower girls. The straight guys listening will definitely love the flower girls.
How did the mothers enjoy the wedding?
They had such a great time. And, you know, I'm from Mississippi, so to be able to walk down the aisle with my mom and dad on each arm, and their, you know, Southern Baptist, Republican, conservative, you know, parents, it just spoke volumes. And it was just a very emotional time, and how far everyone's come. It spoke volumes.
Did you get any sort of blowback from anybody about this event?
No, you know, and I was expecting, you know, I was expecting Westboro Baptist Church to be picketing. I expected, you know, just so much, you know, negativity around this. And I can tell you, I have not heard one negative thing at all about this. And that just shows you how things have changed and just no one cares anymore. And that is such a good thing.
Any famous singers at the reception?
Oh, yeah. Well, the ceremony was incredible because we had Kelly Price singing us down the aisle. That was one of the first things we decided about the wedding was we knew we wanted to walk down to Christina Aguilera's I Am, and we wanted Kelly Price to sing it. So she did that. It was incredible. It made everyone cry. And then at the reception, I had J.C. Chazet from my band sing our first dance, which was so great. And then on top of that, I had DJ Tracy Young, who doesn't do weddings at all. The only wedding she's ever done is Madonna's. So she spun for us and just kept everyone on the dance floor for hours.
Now, were all the NSYNC guys there?
All but Justin. That was the last day of his tour was that night. So, unfortunately, he was not able to make it.
Now, where can we see this special?
Well, it's going to be on E! 87 Central. And, yeah, it's I think it's just one of those specials I'm so proud to be a part of. We just watched the rough cut of it 2 days ago, and I am so happy with what they shot, and they edited it so great, and I just think it's going to be just an important special for people to watch.
Well, you know, people get married, they hire a videographer. You hire a network. That's pretty cool.
I know. I'm going to have the best wedding video ever to show my kids. I am so excited.
But Justin's obviously become a huge individual star. Any chance that you guys will get together in the future?
I mean, of course, there's always a chance. I mean, who knew we were going to be doing the MTV Awards, you know, 2 years ago? So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Yes, he's very busy, and I think he's, you know, going to be a movie star the next few years. But who knows? I mean, we're always brothers. We're always going to be in sync, and who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Thanks, Lance.
All right, thank you.
With Lance Bass, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America.
weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When it comes to child rearing, you need all the responsible do's and don'ts you can get. Here are some very important ones to remember and the developmental science of it. First, do remember that your child is on your side. They are not out to get you. At most, they just want a little more free time. Next, don't give in to a child's tantrum. No child ever died from holding his breath or from screaming themselves silly. Next, do reward your child's attempts to maturely handle a problem. And finally, never use a technique to correct your child that you don't want thrown back in your face in public. If you yell at your child in your home, you'll see your child scream at you in public. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids do what they see their parents do, and you know what? They respond as they're taught. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star scored over 600 goals in his 18-year career, including 73 in the playoffs. He was convicted of assault in 1988 after attacking player Luke Richardson with his stick.
That is a clear flagrant. They should be gone from the game, and he is. What for? Come on, Dino.
With everybody milling around, boom. The sucker's Chaconia. He wasn't even looking at him.
So where is Dino Cicerelli now? After 8 long years of eligibility, Dino was finally inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2010. He owned Nightclub 22 in Shelby Township, Michigan, a club named after his jersey number. Nightclub 22 closed its doors in 2011, but shortly after, Dino opened Cicerelli's Sports Bar Theater at that same location.
Coffee shot hits a man, and then out of the air, Dino Cicerelli picks that one off. Good hand-eye by Cicerelli.
Dino Cicerelli, still scoring. I'm Ahmad Rashad.